Blablabla.
Ja, škoda. Oh, so he says here something we mentioned already yesterday. Mazia mitzvah yechidah hishayich ba'achilo shenishar bezmanenu shemavarchin aleh asher kedushon b'mitzvos v'tzivonu. It's the only mitzvah achila that we still have. If we make a sugar shabbat toast of a tivanu, that will. We make maror also sugar shabbat toast of a tivanu. Right? So, I'm not sure what he means by that, but it could be what he means is what he's really saying in the next part. This is what we said the other day. The mitzvah essay shall achilas matzah. He had mitzvah yechidah shenoyis lan v'kol mitzvah achilah shebetoyro. The only mitzvah deraisa of eating something that we have left is matzah.
My
one
is from
It's a Gemara Rabbi Pesachim talks about what? Well, yeah, because Mar Rechor is only deraisa when there's Korban Pesach. Hashem came matzah. There's besides the mitzvah of eating matzah, the Korban Pesach. There's a separate mitzvah to eat matzah. And that's still Shaykh Bizman Azeh. The last mitzvah d'oraisa that we have now, well, it's not the last, because for now it's the only one, is Achilas Matzah. The Bechin is Tarascha B'Seich Me'ai, your Torah is within me. Yeah? The Matzah comes into a person, it affects a person. In other words, if the only food that midoraisa, the mitzvah to eat, it must have a very chashuva effect on a person. Which we said the other day is in the remez of matzahs toicha b'makom kodesh. You have to make that the place that the matzahs are coming into a makom kodesh. Yeah, the ikar achana, the way to get ready for that, the way to prepare for that, who shall kaponim a peh. The peh which eats the matzah should be a kodesh. It's not for no reason that in the Shonim Liberis we read the parashas of Shmini Tazim Mitzari before Pesach. Because Shmini hu inyan achanas hapeh b'ma'ayim ayde kedushas achilu b'shmira m'macholas asuris m'mutaris. Shmini talks about what's mutter to eat, what's also to eat, the kosher animals, the non-kosher animals. Being makadish the peb, being makadish what you consume. Tazim mitzayro, b'shmir saloshin, being makadish the peb in a different aspect. There's a nemar, shami people to shoynoi, shami mitzayros napshoi. Piv hu mimacholas asuris, ulishoynoi hu shmir saloshin. Yeah, shami piv ulishoynoi, it says in Mishlei. What's the double loshin piv ulishoynoi? Piv is the gabe what he eats, and the shayna is the gabe what he says. If he's shayma those things, shayma mitzvah is napshay. That meram is alachilas matzah, shayde shmir sapeh, zoichem shamatzah yishmor yisoy mikol tzorah, kedisa besvarim kadoshim, shamatzah rashi tevis mikol tzorah tzileini. In other words, the effect that the matzah has on him, either mikol tzorah tzileini or whatever other effect it has on him, Idavka is going to have that effect. A day that he's making the place where the matzah comes into to make it kodesh. He has to prepare. Shakopan mapeh yeh kodesh nifesh or nivdal mimaychel asuris, separated from eating things he's not supposed to eat. Umidiburim leitarim, and from saying things you shouldn't say. But also chalizkos lebchatzah amay dechlua. Then, like we were saying the other day, he'll make his whole being into a chatzah amay. And it's roy for the matzah to come in there. Hapeh shayich lekrois of emes makom kodesh. Right. So what we're saying here is that the peh is the makom kodesh. Chatz or mayit. The peh is very shayich to call it a makom kodesh. Kedisa barachayim a kodesh al pasuk la fuba mishpacha sapuni. Yeah, when it goes to the different mishpachos. Hashem chaside Yisrael, or the orachayim a kodesh brings. The mouth of someone that uses his mouth to learn Torah, do you like a klisharis? It has a status of a klisharis. Asher sharis of bamba kodesh, ain kedusha kedushas a Torah. He says that just like a kli sharis is used for kachim and therefore it can't be used for anything else, a pet that learns Torah is used for kodesh and shouldn't be used for anything else. And he says, forget about whether it's osir, even divrei chol. Hareish apesh of adam is kadesh b'kedushas kli sharis. See, the Rechaim saying that the mouth of a person is miskadesh when it's used for kodesh things, it's a skadesh, just like a kli sharis. A kli sharis, so originally mishichosin mechanchosin. When you put the Shemen HaMishch on it, it made it into a kli sharis. But then, when they didn't have the Shemen HaMishch anymore, it was mishamshosin mechanchosin. The very using of it for kodesh gives it a shame kli sharis. So too with the peh. Dug is much matzini b'shalmi, similar to what we find in the Yishalmi. Shemakachim klilut dushes klisharis, they shall shayt from the seva, davar kodesh. Oh, like I'm saying, that's how they makadish it, by putting something kodesh in it. Ken apen is kadesh adesh avavim basar kal kedusha sa toira. So the peh is also in his kadesh, because we put in it the kedusha of the toira. So therefore, everything we're saying that we make ourselves into a makom kodesh because the matzah is coming into a makom kodesh. So we see that the peh is already compared to that. That's what the Rechaim is saying. Nimtu she'ikar avodah sa'odim b'yom meilu. So therefore it would come out that the ikar avodah for us to do is the kaddish as piv. To makadish our mouths b'torah. V'yadol yisavel yis makom kodesh. And make it into a makom kodesh. V'afilu nischalo v'chadashonam ma'o b'kli shoris ad hayoyim. And even if we used our kli sharis, our peh for the wrong things until now, right, these days of leading up to Pesach, by using the mouth to entire matara as piv, is matara his mouth, and it comes to kli sharis again in the makom kodesh.